Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama Tuesday urged Cubans to look to the future with hope, casting his historic visit to the communist nation as a moment to bury the last remnants of the Cold War in the Americas.
The history of the United States and Cuba encompass revolution and conflict, struggle and sacrifice, retribution and now reconciliation. It is time now for us to leave the past behind. It is time for us to look forward to the future together. Un futuro de esperanza. And it won't be easy, and there will be setbacks. It will take time.
President Obama's address at Havana's Grand Theater opened a whirlwind final day on the island. He acknowledged the deep differences that persist, including on human rights and democracy. With Cuban President Raúl Castro looking on from a balcony, he called for citizens to be able to speak their minds without fear. The president was cheered enthusiastically when he reiterated his call for the U.S. Congress to lift the economic embargo on Cuba. Meanwhile, President Obama was briefed on the three explosions that rocked Brussels Tuesday morning, two at the airport and one at the metro station in the heart of the Belgian capital, with local media reporting at least 34 people dead and many others. U.S. President Barack Obama reacted to the blast in his speech in Havana.
The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium, and we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people. We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible.
This is VOA News.